What would you call that when you cut it again? You call it the...
That's the second crop.
Uh-huh. And do you ever hear of ladder math or aftermath on a... for the old dry grass that's left over?
No.
What about if you plant something... Well, if you hadn't planted it that year, maybe you planted it the year before, but it comes up this year anyway, you'd call it a...
Well, I tell you how we done it. We had enough cleared land that we wouldn't work the same piece of land 2 years and let that come up on the land we worked this year, let it come up in what we call a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And that cover was very valuable in saying anywhere from September on until spring to go in there and turn it upside down with a big plow, just bury it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would hold the land up, and it made a lot of difference. Mm-hmm.
Say if you had planted one crop the year before and it came up this year, you'd call it a...
Well, it would... Now, there's some crops that we don't plant every year, sugarcane.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what we call a stubble crop.
What do you mean, stubble?
We cut the sugarcane down and make syrup out of it and leave the stubble there in the wintertime and just leave the fodder. And we pull off the cane right down there, and when spring comes, we go in there and stick fire to it and burn all that fodder off of it, and the cane will come up again a bit. Yeah.
Hmm. What else will do that besides sugarcane?
Well, right now I don't know of anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a volunteer crop?
Oh yeah, now that's something that just come up out here, you're there and yonder.
Mm-hmm. That's a... What would you call that?
That's a volunteer plant.
What sort of plants will do that?
Well, corn, beans, peas, anything like that will do it. But you can't work it because it's just scattered all over the ground.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you make syrup from sugarcane.
Yes.
Anything else you'd...
Moonshine.
You make moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make moonshine?
You take, when you go to cook in the syrup, there's a scum that comes over.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take that scum off.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to throw, we got to use two kettles, big kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And that trough is right between the two kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And we skim that stuff off and put it in that trough, and it runs off in a valve on the side. And when we get through making the syrup, I never did know what would come of it, but skimming, what we call it, skimming always disappeared. I did, you know. But years later, I found out what it was. That somebody come in there and take your skimming over, make moonshine out of it, and give my daddy some much for the skimming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daddy was not a drunkard. He ate liquor as bad as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't touched it in 50 years. And they give him maybe a quart, half a gallon or a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big closet up in that house up yonder, right behind the flue to the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And he said his moonshine back there, and he'd take dried apples, you know what they are, and put in that and let it age.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.